Today's shiur in the Dear Shiur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're going to begin Simen Tov Reish Nun, complete it in Yetz Hashem, and start Tov Reish Nun Aleph. So we begin with Simen Tov Reish Nun, very top of the Amud, with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. This Simen will deal with the Shiurim, the size, minimum and maximum, of the Dalet Minim. So the Mechaber starts off and tells us Shir Hadas the Arava, the size that the Hadas and the Arava has to be at a minimum is Shlosha Tvachim, three Tvachim. Mentioned many times, a Tefach is, many people mistakenly think it's put your four fingers together, not including the thumb, and that's a Tefach, so that's not true. A Tefach is actually four Gudulim, four thumbs, across the width at the joint of the thumb in its relaxed position. And we'll see more about this today, but the minimal size right now for a Hadas and an Arava is going to be three Tvachim. We'll see, when you describe Tvachim, you also have to describe them in terms of how many Tvachim are in an Amma. So there's a different situations where we have five Tvachim in an Amma, and sometimes we have six Tvachim in an Amma. And then even within the six Tvachim in an Amma, sometimes you have a little bit more, a little bit less in the Beis HaMikdash. We won't go into that now, but our Sif will be talking about the difference between a five Tefach Amma and a six Tefach Amma in terms of the size of the Tefach is going to be different. In any event, Vishidro Shalulav Arba Tvachim, and the spine of the Lulav has to be four Tvachim. And therefore, the Lulav, the Gemara tells us, you have to hold on to the bottom of it to be able to do the Na'anuim, so it has to be one Tefach greater in size than the Hadas and the Arava. And the Mechaber tells us, Kedei Shei Shidro Shalulav Yotzim in a Hadas Tefach. The Shidro, the spine of the Lulav, has to go above the Hadas a full Tefach. Now, let's look at the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkan Aleph, where he tells us, V'im he'olin shelohem yotzim l'malam ha'eitz. When we say that the shear has to be a certain size, three tvachim or four tvachim, so when you're dealing with the hadas and the arava, what if their leaves go above the actual stem? So in this situation, tzarech she'yeh be'etzem ha'eitz shear zeh. He says the actual stem has to have, the wood has to be the shear of three tvachim, and if the leaves go above it, he brings down for the ritva, so that doesn't count in the etzem size that you need to have three tvachim. Tishah footnote number 1 says, the shiurim of the Hadas and the Arava is brought down in the Sefer, Kiryas Sefer, as well as by the Lavush, that these are shiurim d'araisa, and they're included in what the Gemara describes as, these are halach l'moshe misinai shiurim. And he says, the shiur of a tefach, that the shedro shalulav tzarech lios govom and hadas, that the spine of the lulav has to be a tefach higher than the Hadas, so the Sefer, Kiryas Sefer, and the Lavush both say that that's also din d'araisa. However, the Aruch Lener, is written by Rav Yaakov Ettlinger as well, and he is the author of the Bikurei Yaakov, so he certainly has a lot to say on Halachos of Sukkah. So the Aruch Lener brings down that the shear is Rak Midrabon. And Sefer Shelu Shuvah's Divrei Yitziv, he brings down he first wants to suggest that it's the Rabbanan, based upon the Mishnah and Sukkah that says the Tefach is to be doing the Na'anuim, as I mentioned, and the Na'anuim themselves are the Rabbanan. However, at the end he concludes that it seems to be Halacha Moshe Misinai. The issue foot number 2 brings down the Avim Noshua Olam Shabrosh Ba'etz. If the leaves fall off at the top of the stem or at the bottom of the stem, so the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, the Torah says it has to be Anaf Eitz Avos, and therefore, Im Keno Ikahua Eitz, because Chelke Eitz Mitzdarbin L'Shir, and the parts that don't have the leaves on them can also contribute towards the Shir. Gama Eitz HaTachton Shein Bo Olam, that includes even the bottom part that doesn't have leaves on it. This is the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well. Shekol HaEitz Mitzdarbin L'Shir Shlosha Tvachim, we need to have the Shir three Tvachim, doesn't necessarily have to have leaves on the entire three Tvachim. Now we go to Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Beis, where we said that the Shedro of the Lulav has to be above the Hadas by a Tefach. So the Mishneh Berurah says, Hainu Levad Meha Olin Hayotzin Lamala Liachar Shekosa Hashidra. This is separate from the height of the leaves that go above the Shidra. So the Lulav fronds that go above that, so the spine has to be a tefach above, not just that the lulav tip goes above of it. And how tall they can be, that there is no shear. They can be as tall as you would like. Dear Shul, footnote number 3 brings down, Vafilu im hosif be'orech ha'hadasim, if the hadasim are very long, so yesh mi sha'omer shetzorch sheyetze shedr shalulav malam yam tefach. So if your hadasim are very big, so then you can't have a lulav that's what's vachim, the lulav has to be much larger. And he brings out from the Chaim Ubracha, you have to be concerned about this opinion, even though your lulav is the right size, but if the hadasim are very big, so then your lulav has to be very big as well. Kaf Chaim brings down Sheish Omim Sheiko Kedar Rishona Shemalulav Kishiro Yecholim Shnei Aminu Yos Givom Yos Mimenu. However, there are other opinions that are brought down, and this is the Kaf Chaim says is the halacha that as long as the lulav is the right shear, even if the Hadassah and the Rav are bigger than it, it's not a problem. And he says Bidiyevit, it's not Ma'ake for sure. His maskana, however, is Shadas Rova Poskim Shalolim Sorok Shea Lulav Tefach Ne'alem. Ideally, though, he says most Poskim say that, well, it may be good Bidiyevit. L'chatchila, the lulav should be greater than the hadasim and the aravos by at least the tefach. And while it might be acceptable, as long as it has the share of the lulav, if the hadasim are taller, that's not the preferred way. He says, on yontif, ein yochol liktzos es ahados. On yontif, you're not allowed to go and cut down the hadas or the arava because you want to make them smaller. They still will have the share, but you want to have them smaller than the lulav. You're not allowed to do that because of tikkun mana. You're not allowed to be masakin something on yontif. And he brings down, show what you should do in that situation. He brought down in the Sefer, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Sheyimshol Chesachelik HaTachton Shal Hadassim HaRavos Klapi Mata. So lower the Hadassim and the Ravos, put them all the way down, so that the above, that the top side, the lulav is going to be a tefach above them. Even at the bottom side, it's not. They don't have to all be even at the bottom. The issue for number four brings up the Chazon Ish, Shematchil Limnos Mimokom Shemisachadim Beis HaTiyomos. The point where you count the lulav is from the point where the two middle leaves of the lulav are starting. That's the point where the shedra stops. So that's how we define over here the shedra of the lulav. What about on the bottom side? So the Chazon Ish says, if it's not covered up by leaves at the bottom, that's not called lulav. And therefore, he says, that the bottom part, if it doesn't have the leaves there, is also not considered part of the dalet tvachim. And he brings out the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Reish Mem Hei, and the name of the Rashba and the Ran, Shemokum Zeh Shmo Ufta. That's where we get that this name is called Ufta. However, the Bir Halacha says, in Rov HaLulav Mechusim Ba'alim, if most of the lulav is covered up with the lulav fronds, Ev Shoshen L'Hachmer, then you don't have to be Machmer. And the Bir Halacha says he's not sure he understands what the opinion is of the Vilna Gaon, and he's left with the Tzoruch Ian on this subject. Now go back to Mechaber. Mechaber writes, Ba'ama Bas Chamisho Tfachim. When you're dealing with an Amma that has five Tvachim, what we do basically is then turn that into six equal parts. So I say Oso Shisha. So if you're dealing with an Amma that has five Tvachim, so then Tzei Mehem Shlosho Lahados. So three have to be for the Hados, and that's three of five. So when you turn that into six equal parts, Nimtso Shir Hados V'Yarova Tvachai Mumechza. It actually turns out that you're actually dealing with the Shir of the Hados and the Yarova is 2.5 Tvachim, because when you have five Tvachim, so when you turn that into six, each Tefach is going to be that much smaller because you have to divide it up into six parts, not five parts. And therefore, Nimtza Shir Hadas Ravava is going to be only 2.5 Tvachim, which is each Tefach has four Gudlim, four thumbs, Shem Asara Gudlim, so 2.5 would be 10. Vishir Shidro Shalulav, therefore, is also going to be diminished, and instead of it being 4 times 4, which would be 16, it's going to be Yud Gimel Gudlim. It's going to be only 13 Gudlim, Ushlish Gudl, and a third. Mr. Burr explains in Sifkot and Dalit that these Gudlim Pirish Rochav Gudel Shal Odom Beinon. It's talking about the average size person, the width at the joint, Sheish Bechol Tefach Arbor Mehem. And each Tefach is made up of 4 such Gudlim. The issue of footnote number 6 brings down the sources of this being an average size person, not a small person, and not a very large person. And it should also be an average age person of 35 years or more. And you measure this, again, as I mentioned, at the joint of the thumb at its widest part. The Kaf Chaim adds, B'shas Hamedida Omed Kiriyasu, you let it hang down, V'ein L'dolchach Oso, and you don't press it in any way, M'nesh Osu Misrachev, that would stretch it out if you'd press it. So you want it to be in its most relaxed position. And how much does this turn into practical numbers nowadays? So the rest of this Dershu footnote brings down the famous shitas of the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Noah. I ain't showing this Dershu footnote for those actual numbers. The numbers range from 1.9 centimeters to about 2.4 centimeters, respectively, for the different shitos. Mr. Burisiv Cotton Hay writes that how did we get this 13 and a third gudlim for the lulav? The tefach shel lulav hanosav, since you have an extra tefach that you have to transfer from 5 into 6, hanal gam kein tefach katan l'deitzu, so it's going to be smaller. Shupachos mi tefach benoni, shemachzit b'yamo arba gudlim, so it's going to be smaller than the normal 4 thumb tefach, so it's going to be a sixth off. Kishir shtus shushnei shlishe gudlim, which is 2/3 of a gudl. Because the Yud Beis Shlishe Gudl, who are Bo Gudlin. Because if you have 12 1/3 gudels, that's going to be 4 gudlin in all total. And therefore, when you transform the 5 tefach into the 6 tefach amah, you're going to change it around to have not 4 gudlin per tefach, which would be 16, but it's only going to be 13 1/3. Because each of these tefachim is really 3 1/3. So when you combine the 3 1/3, v'masar gudlin hanal, so that's going to be the 10 of the hadas, which was the 3 tefachim, which is really 2 1/2, and then you add on the extra 3 1/3, so that comes out, hasach hakol, the lulav is yudgim ugudlin ushlish, 13 1/3. And the issue footnote number 7 tells you that it comes out to be somewhere between about 20 centimeters to 26.6 centimeters. Different shitos. Then the Mechaber brings down the Yesh Mishomer, he brings this opinion down, and then the Ramban, as you can see in the Baragola, Oz Dalid, who holds that this tefach ha'odev shel lulav, that Rabbi Tarfon is more than the Gemara, that that's a real tefach, that's 4 gudlin. So therefore, if you have the 10 gudlin of the Hadas and the Arava, and now you add on a real tefach, so it's not adding on 3 1/3, but you're adding on 4 gudlin, so therefore, this V'yesh Mishomer Shashir Shedu Shalulav is Yud Dalid gudlin. That's where you get the 14 instead of 13 1/3. Mishbur explains, Sviru Lod, the tefach Hanosav Belulach, who tefach Benoni Shemachzik Abor gudlin. As I just pointed out from the Ber Hagola, the Ramban brings this down. So the 10 of the Hadas and the Arava, 10 gudlin, plus the 4 full gudlin of the one tefach that the lulav is above the Hadas and the Arava, that's 4, so it's 14. Then he brings down another Yeshomim. This Yeshomim is the Biragol tells us, hey, is the Rif and the Rambam and the Balo Itur. And they hold the Yeshomim Shashir Hadas, the Arava, Yud Beis gudlin. They hold that, no, you're dealing over here with a regular 3 tefachim of each 4 gudlin, so that the hadas and the rav is 12 gudlin, 3 times 4. The shidro shalulav is a regular 16 gudlin, tes zayin gudlin, because it's 4 tefachim, each 4 gudlin. The chain noagim lechatchila, and the Ramah says, this is the way we paskin. The Mishbur and Sivkot and Zayin explains that this shear of the sheet of this v'yesh omrim, svilu, the shlosha tefachim hanal, the chain hatefach shalulav hanal, hu tefachim benanim. This is the regular size tefach of 4 gudlin, shekol echad machzik arba gudlin. And here's your footnote number 8, put this into our modern numbers. So this would be somewhere between 24 to 30 centimeters. That's the shear for the 3 tefachim, and the shear for the 4 tefachim for the lulav would be somewhere between 32 and 40 centimeters. Again, see in these Dirshu footnotes for the specific shitas, Rechaim Noah, the Chazonish, and others. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches says, the Ramah says, we pass in this like this last shita of the real 12 or 16 gudlin. So he says, L'chatchila, we do this. However, b'di'evet, da'halula b'yudgim gudlin u'shlish. That b'di'evet, if you only have the smaller shita, the 13 1/3 for the lulav, that would be fine. Ba'das of Rav b'asar gudlin, that would be fine for them, the 10 tvachim. Upach, he says, apostle afil b'di'evet. But if it's smaller than this, then it's no good even b'di'evet. There is no shita that says this. And this is true, kol shivas yamim. Because as we pointed out previously, you can see in Dirshu for number 10, even though we said on days 2 through 7, chaser is okay, but that's it can't be less than the shear. It has to be the minimum shear. Because of the Solas Yaakov, he brings up the Solas Yaakov, a piasod, based upon Kabbalistic ideas, yeshlito shedrasu shalulav klapi ponav. The shedra, the spine of the lulav, should be facing you when you're holding it. Upnea lulav klapi chutz, and the face of the lulav should be facing outward. V'hochinogin, and this is the common custom. The issue footnote number 11 brings down that maximum size, there is no problem. You can have as long and tall as you want. And he brings up from the Morgan of Ram, sheish hider mitzvah, lekachas lulav aruch, and it's even a bigger hider to take a longer lulav. However, the Sefer Shiurah Torah brings down from the Morgan of Ram, shegam belulav yesh hider ba'orcho, but lulav shouldn't be aruch midai, shouldn't be too long. A size that makes it hider. Shenira no yasa, that makes it look nicer. But if it's really halabakish, if it's huge, so then that's not noya. With this, we conclude Simen Tov Reish Nun, and we start Tov Reish Nun Aleph, which will deal with the halachos of actually taking the lulav and esrog, the dalminim, and performing the mitzvah. So the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Mitzvah sabar minim, to fulfill the mitzvah, the arba minim, ideally you should have sheitol kol echot, every individual takes for themselves. As Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kot and Beis tells us, I know we skipped Aleph, we'll get to that. Velosha echot yitol bishul kula, not one person taking for everybody else. The pasuk says, which is a loshon of rabim, velo lekach one person will take. This is the teacher's lower sir shchiyah who al rabin. Every individual has to go do this mitzvah themselves. Velomi boy b'yant rishon, not only in yant rishon, but b'ilu b'shayyam and the rest of sukkis as well, which is even though it's the rabbanon outside the base of mikdash, but in lakicha l'kol echad. V'lokamo shetziva echad, but ma'isa shlo hayo b'beis hakneses el esur echad, and not like one great talmud chacham wrote that he only had in his shul one esrog. Shiyakacha shliach tzibur avo kulim, and the shliach tzibur should be yotzi everybody else. V'im yishmu abroch v'yanu amen, and everybody should just listen and hear the amen and be yotzi that. Way. And he brings down from the Truvas Chasam Sofer in Chelek Or Chaim Simon Kuf Pei Beis. The issue foot number two asks, what was even the Hava mean to think that one person could be Motzi somebody else? This is a mitzvah in your body. So how do you have somebody else be Yotzi you? So Chasam Sofer brings down that the Hava mean was Shemitzvah a Beis Din. You might have thought that the Beis Din should be doing this like Sviras HaYovel. So therefore, that's the Hava mean. The Netziv adds, the Hava mean was Shebashai Yomim Shein Din Lochem Yitlu Shnayim. So you might have thought that it's only on the first day when you need lochem. So then everybody has to take it for themselves. But afterwards, you can have one person be motzi other people. So that was the hava mina. So the bottom line is everybody has to take their own lulav. And they take one lulav, obviously. They take shtei aravos u'shlosha hadasim. And that's the commonly accepted lichatrila way to do this. Now let's go back to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Aleph, where he says, on Yom Tov Rishon, Yosef Tov Leilech Lamokum Sheish Bo Lulav Mileilech Lamokum Shespalim. Let's say you don't have a choice. You can only go to a place that has a lulav, or you go to a place where they have a minion. So he says, the lulav Yom Tov Rishon Hu Daraisa Tefillin Rabbanan. Therefore, go to the place that has the lulav to fulfill the Daraisa, as opposed to the davening, which is only the Rabbanan. And he says, Vafilu Lulav Sothek. You're not even sure they have a lulav there. It's only a Sothek. Im Yasek Shom. Will it feel about it? And definitely they have a minion. Nevertheless, Yom Rishon, Lamokum Sheish Bo Lulav. Go to the place that has a lulav for sure, because that's a Sothek and a Daraisa. Or Yom Tisheni, but on the second day, you go to the place where they definitely have a minion if it's a Safi, because as the issue footnote number one brings down, and this is from the Prima Gardim, that Kivan Shonu Bakim Bakriya Sechodi, since we really know which day is Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, so the second day is really only a Kim of the Rabbanon, and therefore it's preferable to do the Vadai, the Rabbanon of the minion, rather than the Safek of Lulav, which is only the Rabbanon on the second day. I know the rest of this footnote for what would it then be with Kiyah Shofar on the second day, which we learned previously, Ayin Shah. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel. He says you need to take two aravos. If you only take one, v'im not bad echot shoravava tzorich lasu lito levarach. He says you actually have to go and repeat it and actually even make the bracha. Although we'll see that b'di'evid you were yotzei if you just took one bad. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalit says you take three adasim v'afilu shloshim ketum, even if they're cut off. Shenikta Muroshim, the heads were cut off. Upachs mishlosha lo mahani afilu lo yuktumim. But if you have less than three, even if they're not cut off, that's no good. But you should take three. Of the Hadassim, two of the Aravos, of course, one Lulav and one Esrog. The Ramah then points out, under extenuating circumstances, the Lake Hadas Kosher, where it's difficult to get even one Hadas Kosher, so then you can take only one, as long as the head is not cut off, that would be acceptable. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hay tells us, that means nobody else has it either. If your friend has it, then you should take your friend's good three Hadassim rather than using one yourself. Brings out from the Sefer Bikuri Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov that Unger, Mitzadei Kitzas Lahok was there. He says you can be Mekel, the Nir Lee, the Ein Lahok was there. However, the Chavetz Chaim says, I don't think you should be Mekel, Kiyim Bishar Yomim, Vlob Yom Rishon. On the other days you can, but not on the first day. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav says it's adequate with one that's not cut off. V'ayin Shari Tshuva, B'shem Tshuva Tzvar Shmuel, Shemitzadei Ditzorach Litlo Blo Bracha. You would take it without a bracha in that situation. Okay, Mipri Begadim, Mishuvas Yaakov, Mashal Yichol Bracha. They say you could make a bracha on it. Even one that's cut off, you can be Yotzei. Because of the Mogen Ram, the Chedai Hu L'Smoch L'Bishas Tzachak, and you can rely upon this Ramban if it's extenuating circumstances. He says, V'inei Bazeh, B'vadei Yitlo B'lo Bracha, then you should make a Bracha, however. Bazeh Gam Das Yeshuas Yaakov Shalom Baruch, because Yeshuas Yaakov agrees you should make a Bracha in that situation. Machari continues and says, U'mitzvah li'ogdom b'kesher gomor. You should tie the lulav to the hadasim and the arava with a kesher gomor, a complete knot. What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zion tells us, the af the kaimalon the ain mechuyev l'ogdom. You know, the din is you don't have to go tie them together. Akoponim, mitzvah yeshu zeh. There is a mitzvah to do so. Mishum zeh keil b'yameh, because this makes it more beautiful. The issue footnote number four has a whole interesting discussion. Can you tie this binding at night when you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah? Does it work or not? Similar to tzitzis, are you allowed to go and flach tzitzis at nighttime? Ayin in the issue footnote number four. The issue footnote number five brings down that this mitzvah of zeh keli v'anvehu is according to the Ritva adin the rabbanon, because the mitzvah on a deraisa level we don't make a chiluk bein lechatrilo and b'di'evin. On the other hand, the Rabbi disagrees. Ayin in the issue footnote number five for this discussion. Dishabunim 6 brings down, in regards to this din of Zekele B'Anveyu, Shetzarot L'Kayim Es HaMitzvos, but offered Hamuv Chabiyosi, he tried to do the mitzvahs in the most optimal way possible. That's Zekele B'Anveyu. V'kim Yishba Lulav Yesh Din Shalakicha Tama, since you're supposed to take the Lulav in its Tama state, in its perfect state, Litlo Ke'echot, like it's one, Kishanot L'Seminim Agudum Yachad Nechshav Yosei L'Kicha Tama. That's more of a L'Kicha Tama. That's how this Zekele B'Anveyu works for this Igud. Mishbur Sivkon Ches tells us it has to be a real tie, a real knot, a lobaniva, not a bow. It has to be something that would be also to tie on Shabbos or Yontif, and this would not be considered egged if you just made a bow. We'll stop in the middle over here. We'll continue to pick up tomorrow. This concludes today's shir.